Good morning. Another morning with low clouds and fog, also some patchy black ice and freezing fog with temperatures in the 20s and lower 30s in most locations. So a few slick spots out there. A disturbance is heading through the region with spotty light snow showers, which will be around from time to time during the daylight hours. And as temperatures start to climb, some of the valley locations may even see a few sprinkles mixing in with the snow showers. Little or no accumulation across the region as temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 30s on average for daytime highs. As this system departs, we'll continue with the risk of a few snow showers tonight. As high pressure builds in, temperatures will drop back into the lower 20s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a good-looking day on Wednesday. We'll enjoy a decent amount of sunshine to take us back up to the mid-30s, although clouds will begin to increase from the south and west as the southerly wind flow develops out ahead of the next storm. This system will evolve in the middle of the country, blow through the Great Lakes, and head into southern Canada by Thursday. Clouds will increase and thicken during the day, and as a wave of low pressure develops on the tail end of the front in the Tennessee Valley and heads in, rain will become steady Thursday afternoon and Thursday night, and heavy at times with an increasing and gusty south wind. High temperatures out ahead of this system will surge well into the 50s. Temperatures will continue to climb into Thursday night for Christmas Eve, and the rain will continue with a gusty south wind. Then, as a cold front punches through late at night and toward Christmas morning, temperatures will begin to drop. Rain will eventually change over to snow during the day on Christmas before coming to an end, and some places could have a fresh coating of snow by the afternoon hours on Christmas Day. Temperatures will nosedive through the 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day. On Saturday and Sunday, we'll dry it out with mostly sunny skies and highs will stay in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the strong Pacific storm that is currently making its way inland across Washington state will be the next big weather maker for the north central United States through the middle of the week. The storm is expected to produce widespread snow for the northern Rockies and then the northern plains, with several inches of accumulation likely from many areas. Given the strength of the low, strong and gusty winds are likely for portions of Montana, extending east across the Dakotas, and high wind watches and warnings are in effect. Secondary development is expected to evolve by this afternoon across South Dakota, and this will become the dominant storm going through the week. A strong cold front will accompany this low-pressure system with a corridor of showers ahead of it from the Gulf Coast to Michigan by tomorrow, and potentially blizzard conditions across the northern parts of Minnesota and eastern Dakotas as the surface low intensifies. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and freezing fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2 miles visibility and fog, 28 degrees, the dew point 28, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.66 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny near 40, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 40 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 36, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero snowfall, but for the month now 24.7 inches, which is 16.2 inches above normal, and 25.9 inches for the season, which is 14.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 19, the record high 60 set in 1990, and the record low 8 below zero in 1942 and in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, staying dry, mid 30s. Rain and snow showers on Wednesday night. On Thursday, increasing and thickening clouds with rain likely in the afternoon and at night, temperatures climbing through the 50s during the day and after dark with an increasing wind out of the south. More rain on Christmas Eve, temperatures start to drop, and rain changing to snow on Christmas Day as temperatures fall through the 30s and 20s. Mostly sunny with highs in the 20s on Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.